We continue our learning in Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rosh Hashanah Yaakov, and Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction to the Mishnah is going to be discussing a special leniency that was allowed for Olei Regalim in order that people who were coming up to Yerushalayim, traveling great distances in Eretz Yisrael, would be able to draw water on Shabbos from a well. And the concern, of course, is that the well is a Rishus HaYachid, and it's 10 tfachim deep or more, 4 by 4 tfachim wide, and drawing the water out of there into the area outside, maybe drawing from a Rishus Sayachid, even to Rishus Harabim, or at least from Rishus Sayachid to a Carmelis, which is going to be prohibited the Doraisa or the Rabban respectively. So therefore, we have to do something in order to allow this to happen. And it's a little bit, of a burden to require someone to make an actual wall around the Be'er every time he comes to a well and he wants to draw water for Shabbos. So the Mishnah here, Lau says the following. Osin pasin la Be'eros. Be'eros is a reference to a Be'er, even though the resh is before the aleph in this word. And pasin means slats. Means where we're using posts and we're using these slats at right angles around the Be'er. And the Chiddush is going to be that most of the area is not going to be enclosed. And that's something we have to discuss because we've discussed already that, you have to have at least 50% has to be enclosed with a wall. I can have airspace, but I can't have 51% of the area surrounded cannot be airspace. It has to be 50% at least of omeid al hapo, omeid meruba al haparetz, or omeid kipparetz. So we'll discuss a little bit at the end. But the Mishnah here allows Osin pasin la beiros arba'a deyumdin. A deyumad is actually a notrikon. It's actually a contraction of two words. Du amud. An amud, which is a beam. A pole, du, is where it's double. And that means that it makes an L. It makes a right angle. So if I have, imagine I have the Be'er in the middle, and I would like to be able to draw water from the Be'er, the Rosh Hashayachid, into the area where I'm standing, all I need to do is put these L's at four corners, two walls at a right angle to each other at all four corners, even though the space in between them is airspace is very large. That is allowed arba'a deyumdin nirin kishmona, which looks like eight, of course, because if they're right angles and it's two posts that are connected as at a right angle. Imagine when you're putting up your sukkah, the first two boards you put up, the first two walls you put up are the one in a corner on a right angle, one wall facing one direction, one in the other direction as an L. So imagine you do that only at the four corners, and that's it. Those two posts at right angles, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's sufficient. Four of these posts, which look like eight because they're at right angles. And we'll discuss the specifics of the space between them in a little bit. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shmona. No, you put up eight, Nirin Kishnei Masar, which look like 12. Arba Adiyumdin, four right angles, Va'arba Pshutin, and four regular walls, four regular posts. What does that mean? So, according to Rabbi Meir, I am enclosing the area around the Be'er, but I'm enclosing it with what ends up being eight. Here I have, I'm putting together what look like 12 walls. They're really how many posts altogether? They're eight. So I'm going to take the posts of Rabbi Yehuda on in each corner is going to have a right angle. That's true, which is one post, which looks like two. But in the airspace in between of each of these, I'm going to add a regular post in between each of the four sides. And that ends up being what looks like 12, arba'a deyumdin, four of these right angles at each corner, and rabab shutim, and four regular posts, which will be in between those right angles. Govhan asara, they're, what height are they? Of course, asara tfachim, rather, they're 10 tfachim high, virachban shisha, and they have to be six tfachim in width. The avyon kol shehu, their thickness, like a lechi, can be any little bit. Uveinayem b'kimlo shtei revokos shel shalosh shalosh bakar. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to discuss the space that we have between the posts, which we said is going to be more airspace than posts, there's no doubt. But how much space do we have? So the way the Mishnah describes it is the width of the width of two teams of three oxen. That's what we're going to have. So how much is that? So the Bryce explains in the Gemara that the average size, the width of a cow is an amma, is 1 2/3 amos. 1 2/3 amos. So if I have two teams of three cattle, two teams of three cows, I do the math. I have 1 2/3 for each, and I multiply that by six, because two teams is of three is six. That equals altogether 10 amos. So what Rabbi Meir is basically telling you is that between the boards, I can have more than 10 amos, and that we're comfortable with. We're not comfortable with the fact that there's more airspace than wall, but we are comfortable with the fact that none of the openings are what we call a piritza. They're a pesach, and that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. So two teams of three, and it's them being all together, 1 2/3 for each cow times six is 10 amos in width between each of the posts. And that's Rabbi Meir's opinion, where again, we have the four right angles and then a post in between all of the right angles. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shel arba arba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is, I'm allowed to leave even more space. I'm allowed to leave space so that two teams of four cows can walk through. That's eight cows. So you do the math. 1 2/3 is the width of one cow. I multiply that by eight cows. That's 13 1/3. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm allowed to have 13 1/3 space. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that I have four corners. That's it. Four right angles. Just four posts, but they look like eight. And that air space in between them can be up to 13 1/3 amos. And then the Mishnah says, by the way, kishuros, the poros that we're talking about are kishuros, are tied together. Velo mutaros, they're not untied. Obviously, had they been untied, the space between them would be larger. So we want to keep the space a little bit more precise. On the other hand, achas nechneses va'achas yotzes. But it's also, even though they're tied together, it's where the cows are not all going in the same direction, but rather where one is entering and one is exiting, they're facing in opposite directions. So that gives us a little bit more space, and then we use the words sochakos versus a mitzumtzamos, where we're saying that it's not exactly precise. It's sochakos. It's a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more space that we're going to have between them in order to arrive at this shiur. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, I have eight posts which look like 12, 10 amos between them. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I have four posts which look like in each corner, which look like eight, and I have 13 1/3 amos between them. What allows us to relax this issue? This is not, we have to deal with those two issues. And the Rishonim explain that both of these, it's quite possible that both of these halachos, the fact that I can have a pirtza, I can have an opening that's more than 10 amos, is only in din derabanan. And the fact that I need omed kiparitz or omed merubala parts, I need more wall than airspace, is also a din derabanan. I can enclose an area, believe it or not, even if less than 50% is airspace. So because of those possibilities, the Chachamim said, well, then we're going to relax those restrictions in cases of Ole Regolim, where we want them to have an easier way to make themselves a makeshift enclosure in order to be able to draw the water. Perek, Beis, Mishnah, Beis. Mutter la hakriv la be'er. You're allowed, if you want to move those slats closer to the well, that's okay. That's fine. You'll have less space between them, even better. But uvelvad shete para rosha veruba bifnim vishosa. As long as there's still enough space for the cow, for a cow, to have its head and most of its body while drinking. Now, this is not the cow that's walking through necessarily, although that's obviously what maybe what the shear was, what was behind the shear that we gave in the previous Mishnah, the amount, the space. But the idea is that not only are we drinking, our animals are drinking. So there has to be enough space for a cow and most of its head and body, its head and most of its body to be able, kind of like sukkah, most of its body to be inside that area. So that's fine. But if you don't have the space, if you're going to bring the slat so close, and now the area, the cow can't even stay there, the place is so narrow, so we're afraid that what's going to happen, the owner is then going to be drawn after the animal while carrying a bucket of water, and he's going to end up carrying out of those slats into a Rosh HaSarabim or into a Carmelis. So we want to avoid that. So don't bring them too close. Mutter laharchiv kol shu, and then if you want to move the slats wider out, that's also fine. Uvacheyar bepasin, as long as you increase the number of slats. So according to Rabbi Meir, you have to make sure that you don't have airspace more than 10 amos. So put in more slats to make to ensure that that's the case. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, make sure you don't have more than 13 in the third amos in between, and add more slats if you like. You can make a large open area between the space between where the be'er is and where your slats are, as long as you make sure that the amount between one slat and the other is not more than, according to Rabbi Meir, 10 amos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, not more than 13 and a third.